Shri Sri Radhakrishna Gaura Shama Panaraya Yogadani Jaya
Shri Vrindavan Dhamhi Jaya Dhamhi Jaya
Jaya Mujumuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Jaya
Anadha Kodi Vaishnavarana Jaya
Samara Bhakti Devi Jaya
O Prasanna
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadane Narvishesha Chinivari Vata Teresa Karane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaurava Chavrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Pray from Shri Bhaktivinoda Pacha 20 verse
28 Sa
Sa Vanchito
Vanchito
Padatma
Padatma
Vrukta Trena,
Trena,
Mahata,
Mahata,
Bhuvi,
Bhuvi,
Labha,
Labha,
Apavagyam,
Apavagyam,
Manusham,
Manusham,
Vishayeshu,
Vishayeshu,
Sajjate,
Vishajjate,
Savanchito, Patatma,
Savanchito, Patatma,
Trena, Mahata, Bhuvi,
Trena, Mahata, Bhuvi,
Labha, Apavagyam, Manusham,
Labha,
Translation. Any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle who after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult task of fruitful activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. For part of this material world, people are engaged in different activities simply to achieve a little success and sense gratification. Karmis are engaged in performing very difficult activities, and thus they open gigantic factories and build huge cities, make huge scientific discoveries, etc. In other words, they are engaged in performing very costly sacrifices in order to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, yogis are engaged in achieving a similar goal by accepting the tedious practices of mystic yoga. Jnanis are engaged in philosophical speculation in order to gain release from the clutches of material nature. In these ways, everyone is engaged in performing a very difficult task simply for the sense gratification of the senses. Now, all of these are considered to be engaged in sense gratification activities because they all demand some facility for material existence. Actually, the results of such activities are temporary, as Krishna himself proclaims in Bhagavad Gita, Antavattu, Phalam, Peshtam. The fruits of those who worship demigods are limited and temporary. Thus, the fruits of the activities of the yogis, karmas, and jnanis are ephemeral. Moreover, Krishna says, tad bhava alpa manusam. They are simply men or men of small intelligence. The word vishaya denotes sense gratification. The karmis flat the state they want sense gratification. The yogis also want sense gratification, but they want it to a higher degree. It is their desire to show some miraculous results in the practice of yoga. And thus they strive very hard to achieve success, becoming smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. Or in creating a planet like Earth, or as scientists by inventing so many wonderful machines. Similarly, the jnanis are also engaged in sense gratification, for they are simply interested in becoming one of the supreme. Thus, the aim of all these activities is sense gratification to a higher or lower degree. The bhaktas, however, are not interested in sense gratification practices. They are simply satisfied to get an opportunity to serve the Lord. Although they are satisfied in any condition, there is nothing they cannot obtain because they are purely engaged in the service of the Lord. The wives of demigods condemn the performers of sense gratification activities as vanchita, cheated. Those so engaged are actually killing themselves. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nadeha Madhya Sulabham Sadurlabham, Pavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam, Mayan Kulena Navas Varetaram, Paman Bhavam Dinataret Sahaha. And one wants to cross a large ocean. It requires a strong boat. It is said that this human form of life is a good boat by which one can cross the ocean nations. In the human form of life, one can obtain the guidance of a good navigator, the spiritual master. One also gets favorable wind by the mercy of Krishna. That wind is the instructions of Krishna. The human body is the boat. The instructions of Lord Krishna are the favorable winds, and the spiritual master is the navigator. The spiritual master knows well how to adjust the sails to catch the winds favorably and steer the boat to its destination. If, however, one does not take advantage of this opportunity, one wastes the human form of life. Wasting time and life in this way is the same as committing suicide. The word lava apavargyam is significant in this verse because according to Jiva Goswami, apavargyam on the path of liberation does not refer to merging into the impersonal Brahman, but to salokadi siddhi, which means attaining the very plan where the Supreme Godhead resides. There are five kinds of liberation, and one is called sayujana, the emerging consciousness of the Supreme or the impersonal Brahman apologies. However, since there is a chance of one's falling down again into the material sky, from the Brahman apologists, Srila Rupa Goswami advised that in this human life, human form of life, one's only aim should be to go back home after Godhead. The words of Vanchita indicate that once a person has obtained a human form of life, he is actually cheated if he does not make preparations to go back home back to Godhead. The position of all non-devotees who are not interested in going back to Godhead is very much lamentable. From lying and for executing devotional service and nothing else. The great sage Maitreya continues speaking, my dear Vidura, when the wives of denizens of heaven were thus talking among themselves, Queen Archie reached the planet which her husband, Maharaj, the topmost self-realized soul, had attained.
prayer part according to Vedic scripture is a woman who dies with her husband, enters into the fire, and with her husband is burned, and also enters the same planet her husband attains. In this material world, there's a planet known as Patiloka, just as there's a planet known as Pitraloka. But in this verse, the word Patiloka does not refer to any planet within the material universe, or Prithu Maharaj, topmost among self-realized souls, certainly returned home back to God and attained one of the Vaikuntha planets. You know, Arshi also entered Patiloka, but this planet is not in the material universe. Before she actually entered the planet which her husband attained. In the material world also, when a woman dies with her husband, she again unites with him in the next birth. Similarly, Maharaj Prithu and Queen Arshi united in the Vaikuntha planets. In the Vaikuntha planets, there are husbands and wives, and there's no question of their giving birth to children or having sex life. In the Vaikuntha planets, both husband and wife are extraordinarily beautiful, and they are attracted to one another, but they do not enjoy sex life. Indeed, they consider sex not to be very relishable because both husband and wife are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness and glorifying and chanting the glories of the Lord. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also husband and wife can turn the home into a place as good as Vaikuntha, even while in this material world. Being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, even in this world, husband and wife can live in Vaikuntha simply by installing the deity of the Lord within the home and serving the deity according to the instructions and directions of the Shastras. In this way, they will never feel sex urge. That is the test of advancement in devotional service. One who is advanced in devotional service is never attracted to sex life, and as soon as one becomes detached from sex life and proportionally attached to the service of the Lord, he actually experiences living in the right of the planets. In the ultimate issue, there's actually no material world, but one forgets the service of the Lord and engages himself in the service of the senses, he said to be living in the material world. Any person who engages himself within this material world and performing activities in this is a great struggle, and who after obtaining a form of life, this is a chance to obtain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult task of fruitive activity must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. My dear Vidura, when the wives of the denizens of heaven were thus talking among themselves, the Archie reached a planet which her husband, Maharaj Prithu, the topmost self-realized devotee, had attained. So that is statement is the word of the wives of the Devatas praising the wife of Prithu Maharaj. So they condemn the normal destinations of people engaged in sense gratification activities and call them cheated and killers of the soul because they simply engage as human beings in enjoying the objects of the senses, which is normal for embodied creatures, but is a waste of time for the human being. Because here it says, apavargin manusha. They have attained the human form of life which is meant for apavargya, which means non-material spiritual world. So if the human being does not engage in spiritual activities and attain the spiritual realm, then his activities are all considered to be useless. So in the next verse, then they state that the reason they're praising Archie is because she attained the spiritual world. Just as Prithu attained the spiritual world, his wife also did. Now that's not surprising because he is a Shakti Vaishya avatar and she is a consort of the Shakti Vaishya avatar, so therefore they're from the spiritual world and just attain that place anyway. So there's no surprise there. But in playing the roles of human beings, of him a king and she a queen, then setting an example of sadhana, he became a great devotee of the Lord and she followed him, and consequently she also attained the same destination. If he had only done karma yoga, varnashram, etc., he wouldn't have got that destination. So that is why previously it described as sadhana, he became a Vanaprastha, he did his austerities, etc. But ultimately, he worshipped the Lord, surrendered to the Lord, and concentrated on the Lord. So that is what that will bring a person to sadhana, the spiritual world, not the karma or the jnana or the yoga. So that is the auspiciousness of the human being. Not only he'll do dharma or jnana or yoga, but ultimately the human being should perform bhakti. So it is by bhakti that we can actually get to the spiritual world. So this is what the wives of the Devadas are praising. He got the spiritual world, she got the spiritual world. And how do they do it? Because of the process of bhakti, nothing else. So, as I said, of course they are Shaktivesh avatar and consorts, so therefore there's no problem for them anyway. So they don't have to do sadhana, but they're setting a good example of sadhana for the people in the material world. So ultimately the process is bhakti, and the ultimate attainment is service in the spiritual world. So, in this way, the wives of the Devadas also have some good knowledge. They understand that the purpose of life is not to be in a human body on earth, nor is it to be in Svargaloka. They're in Svargaloka, but they understand that that's not so wonderful. So they were surprised when they saw Prithu and his wife. They went beyond Svargaloka. They had gone to a spiritual world. So this was something very, very remarkable. Very, very praiseworthy. So not only human beings, but Devadas also understand that the ultimate goal is to reach the Supreme Lord in the spiritual realm. So the earthly planet is one level of sense gratification, and heavenly planets are another level of sense gratification. Of course, preferable to the heavenly planets, because at least it is subtle. Whereas in the human, our place, the earth planet, generally rajasic and mixed with tamas. So, in terms of gunas, devatas are in a superior position. But, because they're in goodness, they also realize, and they don't become so deluded as the people on earth, about the nature of the spiritual world. So they are very conscious of this. So they are devotees of the Supreme Lord. So they are protecting the principles of dharma and bhakti, etc. Whereas the demons do the opposite. So that is why there's always a conflict between the devatas and the asuras, because the asuras simply want to enjoy very nicely. Many are tamasic and rajasic and whatever, so they simply want to enjoy the material world. So the devatas are against that, and they help the human being get out of tamas and rajas and try to come to sattva. So if a person in the material world does attain the spiritual world, then they are very happy. They celebrate that also. So when the demons go, when Krishna kills a demon and they go to the spiritual world, they celebrate that. And when a devotee goes, of course, they will also celebrate that. So therefore the devatas have some appreciation of the devotees who go to the spiritual world, and of the process of bhakti, and of the Supreme Lord himself.
In the translation, one is amazing. There was a cheating. The translation part that says,
yeah. Oh, well, now fruitive activities are of two sorts. One type is, according to scripture, then we call that artha, dharma, and kama in the karma yoga system. And the other is without following rules and regulations. This is actually not dharma. So both are engagement of the senses and sense preparatory activities or whatever, fruitive activities, we say fruitive activities. One is regulated, one is unregulated. Of the two, preferable to follow the regulated method of fruitive activities. But artha, dharma and kama generally are considered less. So therefore it's also cheating. And even liberation is considered cheating. Artha, dharma, kama and moksha, the whole goals of the varnashram system are all considered cheating. When we speak of bhakti. If we go for those things, then we won't go for bhakti. So we should not be allured by those things. Yeah. Yeah, so that is beyond artha, dharma, kama and moksha. Of course. But they follow the rules of Dharma and they're detached, more detached. They're not so much into enjoying as people in Rajagun or Tamagun. More detached. Why? Because they have some appreciation of Atma. So therefore they're less attached. It's all karma. You get karma. So you're bound in the material world. So you go to Brahmaloka, still it's the material world. Or you go to Svargaloka, still material world. In that sense, it is still bondage. Yeah, of course, that's one method, so that's the gradual method. But not recommended in Kali Yuga. So just do bhakti. Otherwise, we can go to Karma Yoga and just be good Brahmins, elevate ourselves until we become good Brahmins and become very sattvic, and then go to Jnana and Yoga and then to bhakti. As Maharaj Prithu illustrates. He does his dharma, then he takes vanaprastha, does tapasya, does yoga, then finally he takes to bhakti. So that's a gradual process. But not recommended in Kali Yuga. Well, anywhere we do devotional service is favorable. In heaven or hell, or Svarga, or anywhere, or in the spiritual world, it's always good. So we can't say that it is better to do it here than in Svarga Loka or whatever. But it is said in the fifth canto that the devatas also pray to take birth on the earth planet to do bhakti as well. So of course, one reason is that because of the miseries here, there's a balance of more miseries and they have a reminder that they should get out of the material world. The other is that a lot of the avatars come here in Bharat Bhumi, so they have a chance to see those avatars in the material world.
More difficult to do devotional service in heavenly planet because the sense of education is very high.
Well, it's not higher in the sense that they're enjoying like people on earth. It is different because their idea of enjoyment is sattvic, not rajasic or tamasic. So people who are in sattva do not enjoy in the same way as people in rajas and tamas. So we see in sattva gun, people are not into drinking and partying and things like that, and intoxications and all these type of things. So we don't find people, you know, wandering around Svargaloka all drunk and gambling and things like that. They're not going to do that. So they're not involved in that type of sense gratification. The sense gratification would probably be listening to music or ragas, elevated ragas or something like that.
Yeah.
One has to give up sattva-loka, satya-loka, whatever. Then as in higher planetary systems, there are more material facilities for sense gratification. We see that they are condemning the sense gratification. Well, in the sense that they have more, but they can, but they do not engage in the same way as we engage, as I said. They're not engaged in, you know, drinking and all these type of things that we see on the earth planet. So their sense gratification is sattvic. because it's sattvic and under control. So we look at the activities of a sattva good person. He controls the senses. His happiness is atma. So he has some higher realization of atma, not of things and sense gratification. So they can control the senses as well as the human beings. That's why they're in that position. Whereas human beings here are generally rajasic. It's a rajasic place.
But that
intoxication is much higher than the intoxication here. On a higher level. Sattvic intoxication, I guess you could say it is. Yes, we have to go beyond the Svargaloka and Brahmaloka everywhere, which is exactly what these Devatas' wives are saying.
There's
passion and ignorance everywhere in the material universe, but predominance. So here is predominant mode of passion. Lower worlds predominant tamas, and sattva, sarga, and above are predominantly sattvic.
But I understand that somebody is making world planet to be performed, since they are being sattva.
They have appreciate, but they cannot go because they still have material bodies. But they can appreciate, definitely, and some have realization. And the Lord also appears there as Ramana and other avatars.
He has mentioned they are able to see the Buddha.
Yeah, well, they can see them go because they're going higher than Svarga, so they understand they're going there. But they cannot enter the spiritual world. They die. Even Brahma dies at the end of his life.
What about next?
Depends on their activities. If it's only pious activity that brought them there, when the pious activity is done by that, then they drop that back down to earth again. As human beings. Yeah, if they've done more activities, higher activities, then they may elevate.
But they can practice bhakti. They can practice bhakti.
Yeah. If they do that, then they have a bit.
Mantras is a human bhagavan.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.
Thank you.